They hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Hello everyone, welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all are having a nice week, and thanks for joining us here tonight. I'm here with DJ Hank and DJ Mandy B, as usual. You get all three of us. So we're going to have a nice time for the next hour. I'm going to start things off with a song that I've been meaning to play for a very long time, but it's one of those songs that just keeps getting cut off my playlists, or I forget to add it, or something else comes in the way. So I'm finally getting a chance to play it, and I'm starting my set out with it just to make sure it goes on. And this is by Talking Heads, so I hope you enjoy it.
Take a look at this. evenings and weekends. Please send me evenings and weekends.
Okay, that first one that I started things off with was Born Under Punches, parentheses, The Heat Goes On by Talking Heads, and that is the first track from their 1980 album Remain in Light, which I'd have to say is one of my favorite albums, certainly by them, and probably of all time. And that song that you just heard was by Gang of Four, which is from their 1979 debut album Entertainment. And it is called Return the Gift, if I didn't mention that yet.
I didn't know that you were such a big Talking Heads fan.
I don't know all of... I know a lot of their discography.
At least that album.
Yeah, yeah, that album is fantastic. So I'd recommend it.
Know all their discography, and he calls himself a fan.
I mean, I feel like I'm a fan of a lot of people and don't know their entire discography.
That's not true, Henry. The only band you like is Linkin Park, and you know every song.
I haven't listened to their
every album.
Album.
I bought you tickets to the show at Gillette Stadium, so you better listen up.
Oh, did you get me some, too?
Sorry, they were sold out.
That would be... Honestly, how did you buy me them? But then you couldn't... All right, anyways,
you're
continue DJ EJ.
So, yeah. I guess those two songs would be categorized under the post-punk genre, so I'm just going to continue that genre out from here for the time being. Something's going on. So anyway, this next song is by The Fall.
Disallowed. Suck the marrow bones and energy from the mainland. These sensations make me feel the pleasures of a normal man. These sensations bear the insults, leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shock away. Stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, let it out somehow.
think she's yours. She's flown to other shores to laugh at how you break melt into this lake.
That was wrapping up there. That was Lips Like Sugar by Echo and the Bunnymen from their 1987 self-titled album, Echo and the Bunnymen. And the one before that was Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order from their 1986 album, Brotherhood. And that's going to be about it for me tonight. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And while we switch over to DJ Mandy B over here, I'm just going to throw on a quick PSA.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein. If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
That was very funny, DJ. Thanks. Well, hello, pals. It's DJ Mandy B here today. Well, I got situated. DJ Hank, what's the meme of the week?
The meme of the week is the Go Chloe meme. You can check it out on r/insanepeople Facebook. Check it out.
Great.
Glad Moving to on to it. Music now.
Why are you clearing your throat into the microphone? That's probably a very unpleasant sound for the listeners.
Probably had something stuck in it.
I did.
Like Jay-Z?
Jay-Z does have a rice grain stuck in his throat.
He does.
I thought you meant Jay-Z was stuck in his throat.
That would be painful. He'd probably be clearing his throat a little more than that. All right, so I hadn't made my playlist until relatively late this evening. My friend Bane Brannon sent me his EP that he made in high school. Finally got my hands on it after much asking. And I'd just like to include a disclaimer with his own words, which are...
Why'd you just clear your throat into the microphone?
I got her.
I said, I can't wait to listen to this. And he responds, it's very unimpressive, very poorly recorded, and very poorly mixed. And I'm very polite, so I asked for his permission to play some of it tonight. And he said, the whole thing. And he said, listen first and see if you want to put your listeners through that.
Yeah, so, our listeners go through enough as
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I think they go through much worse than this could be.
With that,
we'll see. We haven't heard it yet.
That's true.
With that being said, here's just a small selection of songs he recorded with his band, Clementine Avenue.
Wow.
And
nice name.
Please enjoy as much as I do.
Adorn the fountains of youth. Infants are born without claw tooth. But once had a taste of blood, rabbit with the hunger. Whether it's from their veins or the vessel of another, oh bountiful. Again, we may sojourn this road. Won't you nimbus my eyes with perfume sweet? Let it alone, creative veil, protect me without fault or fail. This is loud.
That one was called Broken Hymn.
It's pretty good.
Clementine Avenue's debut EP.
That's impressed.
That's a lovely little track there.
Vocal, strong vocals, I thought.
You know, he is one of the only youths to perform in the Adult Philharmonic, so he's got quite the repertoire.
Wow. Learning with the big boys.
Also, Chase Waller is the other vocalist that contributed to Clementine Avenue.
Interesting.
Also did other things like mandolin and band. You know, they're both multi-instrumentalists. They both liked singing for fun, so.
Sound like very talented boys.
Does Clementine Avenue just consist of the two of them?
For the most part, yes. I guess this EP has contributions from a lot of people in the Savannah area that we went to school with.
They're the main core of it.
But they are like a duo that performed together in local areas and such, so.
They still play together?
You know, they go to different schools now, so it makes it a little difficult.
It's pretty tough.
When they're home on the holidays, they jam together, but...
We gotta get them in the studio for some interviews.
Studio big.
Yeah, I'll have them call in next week.
Some hard-hitting questions.
Yep. This was real news.
Over the phone.
And with that, we both agreed that that was one of the better songs on the EP.
Eventually going downhill from here.
We're moving into one of my other personal favorites on the EP. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. here we lie upon the precipice to embark upon a bloody tryst. The enemy is rapidly closing in, caught between them and the mazy fen. A passing glance from some winsome eyes, and it's decided to face our grim demise. With a smile, it's almost laughable. Neath the shelling, death is affable. But in the end, we'll fight.
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 We will not.
The first one you heard was a prelude, so it was called Prelude, again, still by Clementine Avenue, and the one you just heard was We Will Fight, also by Clementine Avenue.
Word around the street has it that you were supposed to be on a prelude.
That is true. Where you heard the trumpet was supposed to be my beautiful tromboning skills, however I was unavailable, thus I was swiftly replaced.
It's a shame.
It's actually quite comical because, no disrespect to this trumpet player, but Bane gave me the lowdown and told me that the trumpet part was not what he and the other member of Clementine Avenue were looking for, so they actually heavily auto-tuned the trumpet part.
That's hilarious.
To fit their needs. I couldn't tell. When he
should have just done it on like a keyboard.
He told me that it sounded like a synth, which I disagree. It was not auto-tuned to the point of sounding like a synth, but I see his point.
I'd have to hear it with a more critical lens.
Critical lens. All right, well, we got about 12 minutes left, and I'm actually going to move on to another Davidson College student who goes by the name of Liberty Township on his Bandcamp.
He also makes songs in a, like, not serious manner, but I actually really like, I'm considering buying his, I guess this is...
Mixtape?
An EP? I think this might be one of, like, the full albums.
Try not to burn the studio down.
And that was funny. His bio is documenting college angst in the most embarrassing way possible. Yes, so this is a friend of Bane's who
angst was
also
supposed
makes
to get out
music.
In like middle school.
Well, some people carry it on to college, Henry. And I'm looking at you.
Late bloomers.
Just because I listened to Breaking Benjamin.
With that, I bring you Liberty Township.
I want all the fans to know I don't.
You do. Here's Liberty Maybe Township.
Alice, we know you're acting how it's there beyond a doubt. The feeling of a restless itch showing through the flowers and fashion, the coals that burn beneath your feet. Alice, the world's obsessed with you, so count me with them too. The glaciers have your name on their minds, though you're cold and brash and brazen, or whatever people think you are. But I can't fault you, there your eyes coming down. You can't conceive a time when no one is around to take your picture for the paper. Share your style, 'cause the world is not yours now.
Was Alice Blue by Liberty Township.
It's pretty good for something that's done in like a joking manner.
All right.
Well, Owen's in joking manner.
It is entirely done in a joking manner.
Or like not less than serious.
Oh. He cites this album, which is called Defeat Yourself, which you can find on Bandcamp.
It's a good album name.
It is. As songs about boats, paint, car troubles, denial, and stasis. And the instruments he cites are guitar, bass, drums, piano, keys, ukulele, trumpet, recorder, programming, theremin, which I had to look up, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You are.
Voice cracks and impure thoughts. So you get all of that on this wonderful album. Yeah.
Quite a multi-instrumentalist there.
He's an extreme multi-instrumentalist. He plays a lot of different instruments and very proficiently. Well, we still got 8 minutes, so I guess I'll play another one off of this album brought to you by Liberty Township. DJ Hank, you're making me very uncomfortable with the way you're staring at me right now. I'm going to have to ask you to politely stop.
Sorry.
Thank you.
My bad.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was also Liberty Township, and that song was called Paris Green. I'm a fan.
I am also a fan of that one. That one's really good.
I'm glad to hear it. DJ Hank, what do you think? Sitting over there in your little corner, not participating, whining about how you're tired and rubbing your eyes.
I'm not doing either of those things.
You're doing all of those things.
No, sorry.
Well, looks like we got 3 minutes left here on the archive, which is always available Thursdays from 9 to 10 at WMFO Medford.
I apologize for not making a playlist tonight for all those listeners who like my music.
You're not even going to be here next week.
I know.
Man, we didn't get Green Day.
Hey, that was a good song. You
wrong. Please, Green Day. Yeah.
Actually, DJ Hank isn't going to be here next week, so as a substitute, we have Billy Joe Armstrong coming.
That'd be good.
That would be.
I feel like that'd be the largest publicity WFO ever got.
Certainly could be.
Actually, one of my friends contacted Kevin Hart saying, do you want an interview with WMFO? And he said, sure, until he realized that it was like a Tufts radio station.
Are you serious?
And then he canceled.
Are you serious?
Called a T-Pain.
Yes. That's hilarious.
He thought he was getting in with a real deal, and it wasn't. So, hey, he had to move on to bigger and better things.
I feel like that should be a thing. If people come to Spring Fling, they should like get an interview on WFO.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Someone should try to set that up. Clearly not us, because I don't think we'd be able to we wouldn't be good interviewers.
Speak for yourself. I'm a great interviewer.
You could interview...
I interview all
Kesha,
the time.
Matt and Kim.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Interview Bournes.
It would be my dream.
Ogling or oogling? Well, I don't even know what that word is.
I certainly would. He's very handsome and very talented. And wears very nice outfits that include crop tops, defying the norms of masculinity.
Very cool.
He's a dreamboat.
A dreamboat. You heard it here first.
Well, we've got 53 seconds left, so...
Play some Bournes.
I don't think Bournes has any songs that are that short. Play Bournes. But you know... The next plays Bournes.
Looks like we're having some Bournes.
I mean, it's something. A phenomenal album. I played Bournes last week, right? No, the week before.
I know one song by Bournes, even though I was at his concert.
That was the awesome song.
I was there when you fell from the clouds and landed in the desert. There was a thunder inside of my heart. There was a wonderful pleasure.